Sermon title might not be the one that first leaps to mind when you think of the passages that we've read. You may have heard in past sermons, possibly even from me, talk the sermon based on Sarah laughing. You may have heard someone preaching about how the three strangers who appear at Abraham could be three persons of the Trinity. There's all kinds of things that we could talk about, all of which would be of value, but what I want to talk about is hospitality. And I want to talk about hospitality for a few reasons, and one is because it is a much overlooked spiritual gift. Hospitality is more than just being welcoming. It's more than being civil. It's more than being polite. It's also more than entertaining, putting on a good party, although sometimes these things all go hand in hand. Hospitality is a gift that brings people into your space in a way that makes them comfortable and feel okay, maybe even at home. And I know it's possible because my mother had that gift, and my mother-in-law has it, and these are people who could bring strangers into our home who almost immediately felt like they belonged. And hospitality is something that matters a lot to God. More, I think, than we think. So we begin our story with Abraham providing hospitality to three strangers. Texts usually say three men, three people, three whatever. Nowhere does it say three friends of Abraham or people with whom he was acquainted. These three people show up, and Abraham then provides the hospitality of the day, which was certainly different than ours. I mean, hospitality in our context is usually inviting somebody in, offering to take their coat, perhaps. Well, I've never had anybody bring water so I can wash my feet, which I'm glad I've never needed it. We'll just leave that there. But that's what it was. They brought some water so they could wash their feet because it's dusty and uncomfortable. They can sit under a tree, and he said, I'll get you something to eat so you can be refreshed, and then go on your way. These are strangers who are just passing through as far as Abraham is concerned, and he is providing to them the full range of hospitality. And in this case, maybe he knew there was something special about them, but still it was not unknown to provide the best for whoever comes through your door. And so he goes to Sarah, says, go bake some cakes, or bake some bread, depending on which translation. He goes and gets a calf and prepares that, and then he feeds them, and he stands there in case they need something else. It's not just, you know, here's a meal, see you later, it's here's a meal. And then we have the business about where's your wife, Sarah, and saying that the baby's going to come, and Sarah laughs, and said, no, I didn't laugh. It wasn't me. It was somebody else. It was a parrot or something. And in depending on which translation you see, you read, these three people morph, if you will, into God. The NIV, for example, which happens to be right here, it says, is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return at this appointed time next year, and you will have a son. So we have this demonstration of hospitality. There's a lot more going on in that passage, and we could spend more time there, but we're looking at that today. So we have that. We flip over to Romans, and the hospitality there isn't quite as obvious, but hospitality isn't about treating your family well and your friends well, although that is part of it. Hospitality includes strangers, as we saw in the Old Testament reading, and what we see that in the, I think it's very, yes, when in verse 8, God demonstrates this love for us. While we were still sinners, strangers, if you will, Christ died for us, extended the hospitality of the fullness of the Christ to us, even when we didn't know who Jesus was, who the Christ is. So, in the Old Testament, you provided hospitality to whoever was there, whether you knew them or not. And Paul alludes to that in a way that I think we can, we're not dragging the text out of shape when we say that this is a kind of hospitality also, because it's taking people from exactly where they are and bringing them in so they feel at home, feel comfortable. One of the things we look for when we move into this relationship with God through Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit, is a new sense of comfort within ourselves and with other people, as we are less concerned about how we look. We're less concerned about a lot of things. When we've moved into this relationship of unconditional love, when we realize at some level, and it deepens with time as all relationships do, when we realize that we are the focus of the infinite God at all times, looking at us with love, not condemnation, not judgment, but love, and always has. Hospitality helps you become, in a sense, the person you want to be. I've been in places where hospitality was not in evidence particularly, and people were civil. But the strangers were just as stiff with each other when they left as when they arrived. It was a place to get together, perhaps at a meal, perhaps at a conference or something, wherever people get together. Sometimes you arrive strangers and leave friends, or at least acquaintances, and sometimes you arrive strangers and you leave strangers. And that's a lack of hospitality. Sometimes it's just the way it is. And then we go over to Matthew. And there's all kinds of things. Once again, it's a rich passage. But what I want to touch on is where Jesus is telling them, go to these villages, wherever they are. He said, in this particular case, you are going to Israel, the people of Israel. You're going to Jews. You're not going to Samaritans. You're not going to Gentiles. And then you go to, you find a village or a town, whatever it is, search for some worthy person. Stay at their house until you leave. As you enter the home, give it your greeting and all that. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake the dust off your feet when you leave that home or town. I tell you the truth. It will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. What makes that interesting, not only does it demonstrate how important hospitality is to God, the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah was a lack of hospitality to strangers. It's been twisted into something else by people with an agenda of a particular sort, and that's also, once again, that's just the way things go sometimes. But when you read the story of Sodom and Gomorrah carefully, you'll see the issue is that strangers were being treated inhospitably, which is an affront to God. And when you think that God, as we saw in the Romans passage, reaches out to us before we even know God, you can see how hospitality is so important to God. And I've mentioned it before, I think, here, that if you choose to, you can go through the whole of Scripture, look for hospitality, or the lack of it, and you will find it absolutely everywhere. And inhospitality, being inhospitable, is always a problem with God. There is never a time that God looks on people being inhospitable, being unwelcoming, and saying, well, good for you. God's hospitality extends to all human beings and says, come to me. If we get in the way of that, that's where we start causing problems. And that's where you get this Sodom and Gomorrah thing. And what it does is it opens up the opportunity for wise guys in Bible college, when they disagree with you, to brush the dust from their feet when they leave your room. Depending on the person, it's a mark of pride. Perhaps it's a bit of shame. But usually it's just somebody being pompous. But what we see in these passages is that hospitality, the reaching out to the known or the unknown, and bringing them in a way that they feel comfortable, welcomed at home, is one of the things that we are called to do. Some people have a special gift for it. As I said, both my bonus mom has it too. I don't think it's specific to women to have this gift. I think it's easier seen just because of our cultural baggage of, you know, when you go to somebody's house, you bring flowers for the wife, you know, that kind of thinking. Because I have known men who are exactly the same, that have that gift. And we, even if we don't have that gift, we have the ability to do everything we can to bring people in a way that allows them to be comfortable, that allows them to be who they are. This doesn't mean that we allow somebody to come in and break our stuff because they break their stuff when they're at their house. I mean, I've heard people make all kinds of ridiculous claims about the price of hospitality. No, we invite people in because they're who they are, whether we know what that who is yet or not. There's no indication that Abraham knew who these people were. I think he figured it out pretty quickly, but it didn't begin that way. He saw strangers. The people that the disciples went to, well, Jesus tells them, go find somebody. He doesn't say, go and find, you know, Levi in this city, and go find, you know, Abraham, whoever in this city. No, he says, go find somebody who is worthy. So hospitality is also a bit of reaching out. The whole notion of hospitality, because it is a reciprocal thing. Someone can be wonderfully hospitable, and if you are a curmudgeon who says nothing, who responds in no way whatsoever, the hospitality is kind of wasted on you. You do have a certain amount of responsibility to at least respond in a way that's true to yourself. But we need to be people of hospitality. And we are. This is no message of rebuke or a brand new thing. As I've told you before, I've had friends of mine who have come to a single service here. Turned out to be a potluck, and when I was talking to them later, they said they felt at home. They felt welcome. They felt as much a member of the group as anyone else. I see the gift of hospitality in you people and you people online. This is a reminder that hospitality begins with God, with the reaching out to us where we are, communicating with us in ways that we can grasp, and then inviting us in. Hospitality often leads to long friendships. Not always. Sometimes you only see this person once. You provide hospitality, you do what you can. They're going through town and you are making their way easier, and that's fine. But as God reached out to us when we were still sinners, as God reached out to us before we even knew how to respond and then enabled us to respond, it's on us to be ready to reach out to whoever comes across our path and to be hospitable. Whether that's as simple as making eye contact with someone who asks you for money, whether you give it to them or not, whether you have any or not, or whether it means inviting someone into your home for a meal, for coffee, to watch a sports ball game of some sort, watch the Riders triumph over BC, as all good things can be, watch Canada finally get a point in the World Cup for the first time. Oh, joyous moment. Would have had loved to have had more people around. But we're called to be hospitable. Not because the people we're hospitable to can pay us back. We don't invite people into our house so they'll invite us into their house. We invite people into our house because that's what we do. We want to be hospitable to people that need a meal, that want a meal, that we want to get to know better, that have some connection or no connection. And when we're being hospitable, we are being very much the hands, the feet, the voice of God. And who knows what comes or can come from our willingness to step into that place just by being hospitable. Amen.